Well, greetings, everybody, and Happy New Year. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel. Today, at year's end, we also come to the final message of the capstone of this week's series by Bob Christopher, a great series it's been. This final week of Basic Gospel has been one of really intensive teaching of the greatest message the world will ever know, the all-encompassing message of the gospel of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's message is called The Great I Am, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is kind of odd coming to this final broadcast for Basic Gospel. You and I have had quite the journey together, and just want to say thank you so much for your friendship, your love, your support, all that you've meant to me, all that you've meant to Basic Gospel, all that you've meant to Basic Gospel Nation. Your voice has been the voice probably most recognized. It's warm, it's friendly. As you've said so many times throughout our years together, as we go out on this broadcast, let's make friends. Yeah. And you've been the one that has enabled us to do that in such a wonderful and warm and genuine way. So as we come to this last one together, I just wanted to say thank you, Bob Davis.
Well, I am humbled, Bob, and we have heard from quite a number of our listeners who have been with us for many, many years, and they all say pretty much the same thing, that the ministry, the message has made such a difference in their lives, impacted their lives in an eternal way, and they all give thanks to you and to me, and to me, that really shouldn't be. They should be giving thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been such an incredible privilege and honor just to be a part, a small part of this that the Lord has used, in, I think, in a great way. And, Bob, you have been the stalwart leader of this ministry for so many years, and I, too, appreciate you so much because I think that perhaps if you had not been here, we would not be here today. That's just my feeling for it. But your love for the Lord Jesus Christ and your ability to teach the fullness of the love, grace, and life that we have in Him, to me, it's been extraordinary. And you have been a wonderful friend through all these years. And so I just echo your sentiment that on this final broadcast, just thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you as well. And as you said, all thanks should go to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where we want to turn right now. You know, as far as our Christian life is concerned, it begins with Jesus. It ends with Jesus. He is everything. He is what holds the universe together. He's the one that holds our lives together. And He is our very life. And so I wanted to spend just a few minutes today talking about Jesus, just who Jesus is. And I can't think of a better place to go than the book of John, John chapter 8. And really the whole gospel of John is really the apostle introducing us to Jesus, the one who was the Word, the one who was in the beginning, the one who became flesh and blood and dwelt among us, the one who was full of grace and truth throughout his teaching ministry, his 3 years of going along the shores of the Sea of Galilee and to various other places in Israel. He was constantly making claims about himself. He and the Father are one. He is the bread of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. All of these claims, and they all start with that phrase, I am. And the reason they start with that phrase, I am, is because that's really his name. That's really his essence. And in that name, he shows us who he is. And that really ties back to the book of Exodus, where God reached out to Moses and said, I want you to lead my people. And Moses was scratching his head and said, well, what am I to tell the people that who sent me? If they ask that, and God said, tell them this, I am who I am, has sent you to them. And that was the name of God. And Jesus in the New Testament, Jesus in his teaching ministry throughout the book of John says, I am. I am. That's who Jesus is. And he said it probably in the clearest of terms in John chapter 8, and he's having one of his conversations with the Pharisees, and they are balking and rebelling at every point that he makes, and he brings them down to the down to this, and the Jews asked this question, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
And here was the response of those Jewish leaders. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Well, why did they pick up stones to throw at Jesus? Well, that's what the law commanded. If anyone committed blasphemy, then the community would pick up stones and stone the person right to death. And that's what they believed Jesus was doing, committing blasphemy in claiming to be equal with the Father, claiming God the Father's same name, being so outlandish, so preposterous to say, before Abraham was, I am. Well, here's what that means, folks, is that he is the great I am in your life. He is the constant one. His love is never going to fall away. His love is always going to be there for you. He is always going to treat you based on his character. He's never going to vary from that. He's never going to change from who he is. He's not going to bend to the culture. He's not going to compromise his character. He's not going to promote lies or deceit. No, he's always going to be who he is. And that is a source of comfort in your day-to-day life. That is what God wants you to know, that he is always there for you. And this Jesus, the great I am, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, the vine, the good shepherd, the door, all of these things, that's who he's always going to be for you. And this Jesus has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So whatever you're going through in life, whatever's happening to you in life right now, the great I am is right there with you. Maybe you've tuned into this broadcast and you're looking for answers. You're wanting to find peace in your own heart, peace in your own life. Maybe you want to get rid of that burden of guilt and shame that you've been carrying for so long. And you've never, ever come to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to encourage you today to open up the door of your heart and say yes to Jesus Christ. He's knocking on that door, and he wants to come and give you life. And all you have to do is receive him, to recognize that your life is empty, that you are dead in trespasses and sins, and that Jesus is the answer, that Jesus is the solution. Jesus is the one that you've been looking for. And so I encourage you today, if you've never come to know Jesus Christ, let today be the day. This Jesus, the great I am, became like you, and he bore your sins in his body, and he died in your place. He took the punishment that you justly deserved. And then he was buried, and then on that third day, he arose from the dead in power and majesty and awesomeness. And this resurrected Jesus wants to do away with your old way of life and raise you up so that you can walk in the newness of life. So if that's what you're looking for, I just encourage you to close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I confess with my mouth that you indeed are Lord, that you are the Son of the living God, and I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead, that God raised you from the dead. And so right now I'm calling upon your name, and I am trusting based on the promises in the Word that in me calling upon your name that I will be saved. Well, if that's the desire of your heart, just and you've prayed that and you've opened up your heart to receive him, let me tell you, you are in for the greatest adventure of your life. Why? Because now you have new life. Why? Because you have his life. His is a resurrected life, And the great I Am is going to be with you every single step of the way from this point forward. That's the good news of the gospel. So that's how this Christian life begins, and it ends in the same way. When we die and breathe our last, guess what? We're going to go be with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. He's here with us as we walk on planet Earth. When we escape these bodies of ours through death, we're going to go be with Him. It begins with Jesus. It ends with Jesus. That is the joy of the Christian life, getting to know Jesus, the one who loved us and gave Himself for us.
As we've said, today's message is entitled The Great I Am. It's Bob Christopher's message today, and we appreciate so much, Bob, what you bring have brought every day this week and every day that we have been on the air with this ministry, and today obviously is no exception. What a capstone message this is. You know, it's going to continue to be, because we're not quite through yet.
That's right. We are not quite through yet. You know, the great joy of what's happening here is as the clock turns and we go into 2022, Basic Gospel is going to become the grace message. And this dynamic message, this life-changing message, will continue to be taught, be continued to be proclaimed. And we're just going to be happy to be a part of that as well.
Without question. We will definitely be glad to be a part of that. You know, this past Wednesday, just a couple of days ago, Andrew laid out the plans for a greatly expanded ministry as Basic Gospel and the Grace Message merge, as Bob was saying. You know, many exciting new avenues of ministry are in store, moving the message of grace and Jesus Christ forward like never before. And those plans that Andrew detailed on Wednesday will be greatly assisted, friends, by your generous gifts. Every dollar you give, friends, will be doubled in our $90,000 matching gift grant. It's an extraordinary opportunity to quickly and aggressively move forward the message of God's grace in Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to go online today to basicgospel.net. Make the biggest possible gift you possibly can. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net, and we would love for you to partner with us as we move forward into this new year.
Yes, indeed. So let's take advantage of that. Let's really set the stage, be the catalyst to see this grace message go out there in the world like never before, and we'll be so excited to see how God kind of opens up new doors and unfolds the story in new and wonderful ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, back to our topic. Like I said, it's all about Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. The Word of God is about Jesus, as I've said a thousand times or maybe more. The Bible is God's testimony about His Son. And toward the end of the New Testament, in John's first letter, he said, I write you these things so that you may know that you have eternal life. And he had just prefaced that with these words: if you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life. So this Jesus Christ, the great I Am, is life itself. He is life itself. And when you receive Him, you receive His life. And His life is a life of rest. It's a life of peace. It's a life of joy. And that's what you get to experience. So the invitation of the gospel, the invitation of Christianity, is always come unto Jesus. It's keep your eyes on Jesus. It's look toward Jesus. That's always the message. That's always the invitation. We see it in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus says this: come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is what distinguishes Christianity from every other religion that's ever existed here on planet Earth, or does exist here on planet Earth. No other religion is inviting you to a person. They are encouraging you to follow their rules, their regulations, to adopt their belief system. But in Christianity, it's about a person. It is about God, who became flesh and blood in the person of Jesus Christ, who stands in the midst of us and says, come unto me. He is the one. If you want rest for your souls, if you're tired of that religious rat race, if you're tired of all those activities that you've been engaged in to try to draw close to God, to try to be God's guy, to try to perfect yourself so that he could love you, well, it's time to let go of that and simply come unto Jesus. This is the invitation to those who are lost. This is an invitation to those who are saved. This is just God's invitation to all. Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. That's what God wants for you. When God created Adam and Eve, he created them in his image, in his likeness. He created them to enjoy a relationship with the Father. And they experienced that in the Garden of Eden. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience that they had. And then sin entered that garden. And sin disrupted everything. But before sin did that, Adam and Eve were at rest with God the Father. They had this confident assurance of God's love. Their souls were at that tranquil state of peace, knowing that they were in right relationship with God. That's how they came into this world. That's how their relationship with God the Father started, from a place of rest. Well, sin disrupted that, and all of mankind became restless. And we've been trying to find an answer to that restlessness. Well, here it is in this invitation. Come unto me, and I will give you rest for your souls. When you know what Christ has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection, and when you know that he's come to live inside of you, you have that confident assurance that you have been saved once and for all, and that you have been saved completely. And when you know that, that restlessness becomes just rest and joy in the Lord. So that's what we want to end this broadcast on, that note concerning Jesus Christ, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. If you're struggling, if you were weary, if you were burdened, turn your eyes toward Jesus Christ. Well, Bob, as we talked about at the beginning, this has been quite a journey for all of us, and we couldn't have done this without so many people that have come and jumped on board with us. And so I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes thanking some folks that are near and dear to our hearts and the Basic Gospel team. And certainly we miss Richard in the studio, and he was such a blessing to us and a blessing to so many. So we want to extend our gratefulness to Richard and all that he brought to Basic Gospel, to Billy and all that she brought to us for so many years. There was our lovely Jeannie, who was the receptionist that worked with us. She went to be with the Lord not too long ago, but we just loved her. There was Linda that worked with us, Natalie, who was at our banquet here not too long ago. She was just a blessing to us. And then our current team, those who are working tirelessly day in and day out to get this message out through all the various venues that we have. There's Michelle and Vivian and Kim and Steven and my son Coleman and Greg, the stalwart tech guy. And then, of course, you, Bob Davis, you've been there all along from the very get-go. I also want to give and extend a special thanks to my family, to the love of my life, the girl that I love, Gina. We met through the ministry.
Yes, you did.
We started a friendship, and that friendship lasted a couple of years. We just talked and just had the best time, and I just thought she was just the thing. I mean, I just thought and knew. And after a couple of years, we started going out, and it wasn't very long before I popped the question, and then not too much longer before we got married. But she and I have been journeying together and enjoying life together and doing life together for 30 plus years. And she has just been with me through thick and thin and has always been that voice of encouragement, that voice of support, saying, I am with you. We're going to do this together. And then she has been just the heart and soul of our family, raising our kids with Caitlin and Coleman and Mackenzie. And of course, Coleman is married now to Corday, and what a blessing she is in his life. And then we have our little grandson, Kai, who is such a joy. And so as I kind of step into retirement or semi-retirement, I'm going to be spending a lot of time with that little guy.
Yeah.
And he is such a blessing. But then I want to also say thank you to you, to Basic Gospel Nation, for being there, your support, your love, your friendship, your encouragement. That has just been wonderful to see how God has grown this outreach, has extended the borders, basically, of Basic Gospel Nation. And we have folks all over the world who tune in through our various broadcast partners. So that has just been a privilege to be a part of Basic Gospel Nation. And just let me say, it's been my joy and privilege to be a voice in your life, to point you to Jesus, to his great love for you, to teach you about all that Jesus has accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection, to challenge you to rest in Christ, to trust him, to live through you, to live as a new covenant believer, to really live out who you are as a child of God, and to experience all the benefits of the gospel. And then to encourage you with all of that good news to grow in grace and to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we come to the close of this broadcast, let me be that voice again and encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And I want to commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Thank you.
I'm not going to rescue you from this one.
Well, thank you.
I hear your heart, and I've seen your heart for all these years, Bob. And so it's been such a privilege for me to work side by side with you. And I hear your heart. I see your heart. And what a heart you have for the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Well, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And on Monday, be sure to tune in to the Grace Message and continue to be strengthened in the grace of God and to be strengthened and encouraged to grow in his love and grace as Andrew becomes the voice taking this to the next generation.
Absolutely. One more time, let me remind you as we close, please remember that every dollar you give, every dollar you contribute toward our $90,000 matching gift grant will help to expand the reach of the United Ministries like never before. Remember, too, because you give, you have a part in every life that is touched and changed by the message of grace and our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Please make your most generous gift when you visit basicgospel.net. Well, now, as Bob said, for the Basic Gospel team, for Stephen Simon, for Kim Groff, Michelle Lister, for Vivian Gray, and for Coleman Christopher, for Greg Park, and for Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, wishing you all a joy-filled new year in and because of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, and bidding you farewell from Basic Gospel.